time. Is your time.
Seal Test presents Rudy Valley.
Your time is my time.
With Slapsy Maxie Rosenbloom, Park Your Carcass, and glamorous Dorothy L'Amour.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you. Make-believe Island is waiting just for you. Beautiful Island beyond the blue. Make-believe Island is waiting round the bend. Magical Island, oh, let's pretend. In fair tropical splendor, love will find you, and then two lips fondly surrender, whispering, kiss me again. Wonderful Island, where broken dreams come true. Make-believe Island beyond the blue.
Make-believe Island is waiting just for you. Beautiful Island beyond the blue.
Make-believe Island waiting round the bend. Magical Island of let's pretend. In fair tropical splendor, love will find you, and then two lips fondly surrender, whispering, kiss me again.
Make believe Island, make-believe
Island beyond the blue. Mr. Valley, are you really going on a boat trip to the South Sea Islands?
Yes, I am, Maxie. We leave for the East immediately following next Thursday's show. We'll stay at my lodge in Maine between broadcasts during the summer. Then we return by boat in late August.
Where are you going to get the boat?
I have a beautiful cruiser, Maxie. It was a present from my good friend Eddie Cantor. I call it Banjo Eyes.
I bet I know why you call it Banjo Eyes.
Why?
Because in the spring, a young man's fancy...
Maxie. What has that to do with Eddie Cantor?
Nothing. Now and then I just give vent to very odd thoughts.
Well, we'll get in the boat and take her down around the Cape and make it a South Sea cruise.
You better count me out, boss. I'm a landlubber.
We'll feel the salt spray whipping across our cheeks.
I'm a landlubber.
We'll tack and roll into the teeth of a South Pacific gale.
I'm a landlubber.
We'll meet hundreds of lovely South Sea maidens.
Oh, sailors, life is a life for me.
Just picture life on a South Sea island. Absolute peace and quiet. No one around to disturb you. Not a person within miles.
Sounds like my nightclub.
Maxie, if we're going to take this trip, we'd better learn a few facts. Did you get in touch with that South Sea Island expert?
Sure. He's waiting right out here in the hall. Here he is, boss. The greatest living authority on the South Sea.
Authority? Why, that's Park Your Carcass. Park Your Carcass, are you an authority on ocean travel?
That's me, kid. Park Your Carcass on the high seas. 91st place, Rudy Valise.
Not Valise. A valise is a suitcase.
Pardon me, I lost my grip.
Wait a minute. Are you or are you not an expert on the South Sea Islands?
Oh, sure. I know all about the South Sea Islands. Aloha, aloha, aloha.
Where did you learn about Aloha?
On a Pullman train. That's the place to learn about Aloha.
Is that all you know about the South Sea Islands?
No, sir. Now, November, the first thing you got to do when you get to the South Seas, you got to find 24 beautiful maidens.
Why? Is it a law?
No, but it's nice to have them around.
Tell the truth, Park Your Carcass. You don't know anything about boats, do you?
Who don't? You should see me in the race to Catalina Island.
You were in the race to Catalina Island?
Was I? There I was the day of the race, mind you. I rose down to the dock, but the dock wasn't there.
Where was the dock?
It was the hospital, taking out my brother's tinsels.
Oh, come, come, Parky, admit it. You know absolutely nothing about the South Seas.
Now, listen, Rumdi. Just in case you don't care to know, I could take you to the very island where Rubinstein Caruso was shipwrecked.
How do I get there?
It's very simple. Where do we are now?
We're at the NBC studios in Hollywood.
All right. Well, you go straight down Vine Street to Bellevue Boulevard. It's hard to say. Then you turn straight down to Melrose Street, and you go about three blocks, you come to a filling station. Go in that filling station, fill up your tank with gasoline, change your oil, you get a good grease job. They'll wash up your car good, give you
wait
all kinds...
Wait a minute. If I'm going to the South Sea Islands, why do I have to have my car fixed?
It's my cousin's station. Give him a break.
All right, enough of this, Parky. How do I get to the South Seas?
It's very easy. After you leave the gas station, you drive six blocks to Wilshire Boulevard.
Right.
Then you jog a little bit to the left, you see? And you keep going for 3 miles till you come to the ocean. When you come to the ocean, turn right.
And then?
Straight ahead, 3,000 miles to the South Sea.
Hello? Rudy Valley speaking.
Rudy, this is Dorothy L'Amour.
Dorothy, where are you?
Well, I'm waiting for you on a desert island. You're supposed to dream that you're Robinson Crusoe, get shipwrecked, and discover me here. Please hurry, it's raining and I'm standing here in my sarong.
What's so bad about standing in the rain in your sarong?
Confidentially, it shrinks.
Mr. Robinson Crusoe, we've been floating on his raft now for 3 days, and we ain't had nothing to eat.
Break a piece of that ship's biscuit in two.
Okay.
Maxie, you better soak that in water before you take a bite.
Not me. Look, Mr. Crusoe, no water. Look, Mr. Crusoe, no tea.
Maxie, let's take an inventory of the tools we salvaged. I'll call them off.
Two crowbars.
Two saws.
Two braces.
Two bits.
25 cents.
All right, wise guy, you call them up.
Okay, Mr. Robinson. Two hatchets.
One lawnmower. What do we want with a lawnmower?
Well, ain't we likely to land upon a South Sea Island?
Yes.
And ain't there likely to be South Sea Island girls there?
Yes.
And ain't the girls likely to wear grass skirts?
So?
One lawnmower. Mr. Caruso, look. Look through the fog there. Desert Island.
That's no desert island. That's your imagination.
Sure looks like a desert island.
It's your imagination.
We're coming awful close to that desert island.
Maxie, it's your imagination. What happened?
We ran smack into my imagination.
Look, Maxie. A thatched hut. Let's find out who lives here. Knock on the door.
Who's that knocking at my door? I won't ask you anymore. Can't you hear me calling? Who's that knocking at my door? Yeah!
It is I, Robinson Crusoe.
Well, turn my hand. Call me Goldilocks. Come in, Brother Crusoe.
Who are you, neighbor?
Permit me to introduce myself. My name's Friday. Of course, that's just my nickname. My real name ain't Friday. It's Syracuse.
While they were at it, why didn't they call you Rochester?
Oh, no. That's Sunday. Tell me, Mr. Crusoe, who's this fella with you? He sure looks like a fugitive from Joe Louis.
Friday, my partner, Slapsy Maxie, and I have been shipwrecked here, and we want you to lend us a boat and some aid.
I can't give y'all no aid. I've been living here on this island for 8 years, and I ain't got nothing. I'm a Republican.
Friday, what's the first thing for us to do if we want to stay here on this island?
Well, you better start by making yourself a shack out of that old dogwood tree over there.
Dogwood? Maxie, you know what dogwood is.
Oh, sure, dogwood. Blondie's husband.
Say, Friday, are you the only inhabitant of this island?
No, sir. There's a tribe of natives living behind them hills. They is ruled over by a beautiful, fair-skinned princess.
She really lovely?
Not only that, she owns practically the entire island. The coral beach, that belongs to the princess. The swaying palm trees, that belongs to the princess.
What about that little white house over there?
That belongs to the FHA. Mr. Crusoe, look over yonder. You see that crystal clear lagoon?
Lagoon?
You call me boss?
No, Maxie, go on, Friday. What about the lagoon?
That's the princess' private swimming pool. And every day when she dies from the cliff, all the natives sit around in their sarongs and applaud.
They wear sarongs?
Yes, sir. People here all wear sarongs from the time they're still children.
What's a sarong?
That's just a diary that's gone Hollywood.
Friday, tell me more about this fair princess who rules the island. When may I see her?
Oh, you can't see her. That would make the witch doctor very angry. But you can hear.
Hear her?
Oh, yes. Every evening round about now, the princess comes out on the mountaintops and sings. Let's listen.
What a thrilling voice.
Someday we may sail far away from this magic island shore. And yet we will keep in our hearts one song forevermore. The palms of paradise that sing high above, by the
hear that voice? Wasn't it thrilling?
Infinitely inspirational.
Maxie, I've got to meet that girl, do you hear? I'm going up to that mountain and find the princess.
I wouldn't do that, Mr. Crusoe. You're liable to run into the witch doctor. If he catches you messing around with the princess, he'll throw you into the volcano.
I'm not afraid of that witch doctor. Oh. Not afraid.
Attaboy, boss. Attaboy, boss. If the going gets tough in there and there's danger all around, you can look for me.
Where will you be?
I don't know, boss, but you can look for me.
Well, be that as it may, I'll find the princess. Maxie, hand me my pencil and logbook.
Yes, sir. Here they are.
Let's see. May 22nd, worked on wrecked ship. Brought ashore two casks and several pieces of timber. May 23rd, started on search for princess. Well, that takes care of my diary. Ah, Friday. May's nearly over. What wouldn't I give for a dish of that black raspberry ice cream created by Seal Test Member Company?
Mr. Crusoe, I could mint me one of those goats and pick a mess of berries. Maybe we could whip up a batch of ice cream.
No, Friday. This is a very special ice cream. They use only big black raspberries that are just bursting with juicy flavor. They blend them with thick cream, fine sugar, and other pure ingredients. Then they freeze them into a smooth, creamy ice cream. And you know, Friday, every step is supervised by those men in white of the Seal Test Laboratory System. So it's just as pure as it is delicious.
Sounds mighty good, boss. Mighty good.
That's right, Friday. There's nothing more delicious than a big, foamy, black raspberry ice cream soda, or a berry-covered ice cream sundae, or a heaping dishful of black raspberry ice cream. Millions of you listeners can enjoy these thrilling treats. But remember, this unusual flavor is available only during May. And to get the original Seal Test creation, you must buy it where you see the red and white Seal Test symbol. We'll tell you where that is in a few minutes. But now, on with the search for the princess. So this is the jungle kingdom of the island princess. I wonder where she is. They say that she is as beautiful as the wild orchid, that she is as delicate as the orchid, that she has the color of the orchid, the fragrance of the orchid. That's an idea. I'll pluck this orchid and take it to her.
Ouch!
Princess!
Apu maka noka lahu.
What an innocent, uninformed little child of the jungle she is.
Who are you?
I am Robinson Crusoe.
Crusoe?
Yes, I'm a sailor.
Sailor?
I was shipwrecked.
Shipwrecked?
Yes, with Maxie Rosenblum.
Well, how is old Slapsy Maxie? Still cutting out paper dollies?
Ah, Princess L'Amour, you're even more beautiful than they said you were. Your face is exquisite, your voice is exquisite, and your South Sea Island dress is exquisite.
You like my face?
That's right, you're right.
You like my voice?
That's right, you're right.
You like my South Sea Island dress?
That's right, you're so wrong.
You say you were cast upon this island, Robinson Crusoe?
Yes, and what an experience. Tell me, Princess L'Amour, have you ever been cast upon a South Sea Island?
In practically every one of my pictures.
Tell me about life on your island. What do you eat?
In the morning, I climb a banana tree and I eat bananas. At night, I climb a coconut tree and eat coconuts. And at night, I climb a willow tree.
But there's nothing to eat on a willow tree.
I know, but on a hot night, you get a wonderful breeze.
You are truly a child of the forest, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, I would never harm a tree. It might be the mother of an old friend of mine.
An old friend of yours?
Yes, Charlie McCarthy.
I suppose you know this tropical island is a book.
Yes. I even have the animals in the jungle counted. There are 12,000 wild goats, 11,000 deer, 14,500 squirrels, and 2 rabbits.
What? Only 2 rabbits?
Yes. Incompatibility.
Ah, you are very beautiful, Princess L'Amour. And who could blame me for falling in love with you, my darling? Here we are on this tropical island, midway between 2 commercial announcements.
I like you too, Robinson Crusoe. In fact, I don't know what I'll do after you are thrown into the volcano.
Yeah, a volcano? Princess, you don't mean that you condemn me.
I condemn you.
Look into my eyes and say that.
I condemn you.
Put your arms around me and say that.
I condemn you.
Kiss me and say that.
I condemn you. Gee, that was fun. Now you condemn me a little, will you?
Princess L'Amour, there's a law far mightier than the law of this island. The law of love.
Love? What is love?
What is love? Oh, Princess, you tickle me.
All right.
Is that love?
Is that love?
No. But if you'll change your mind about throwing me into the volcano, I'll show you what love really is.
All right, Robinson Crusoe, you are free. Oh, those are the drums of the witch doctor.
Which witch doctor?
The rich witch doctor.
You don't mean that rich witch doctor from Ipswich. Would he be angry because you have befriended me?
Yes, he'll probably throw us both into the volcano. Here he is.
Don't worry, my darling. He wouldn't dare throw us into the molten lava.
Take off your old gray bonnet so you won't get lava on it. So, Annie Hachi Pachi Kachi Sachi, Robinson Crusoe.
Robinson Crusoe, Annie Ma, Annie Naha, Annie Raha. Woo!
He did?
Wait a minute, you're no witch doctor. You don't even have a ring in your nose.
Oh, no, listen. You know, someday I'm going to answer that. But come on, we leave now for the volcano. Warriors, surrender.
Oh, Robinson Crusoe, what shall we do?
Don't worry, darling. I shall figure out a way for us to escape.
But what about you?
Oh, I shall face my fate unafraid. My darling, to have had even this little of your love is better than to have had none at all.
Farewell, my Tani, child of the coral sea. We dreamt of heaven, but you forgetting
what never meant to be.
On silver sands, we held lonesome hands. That's why, my honey, I cry, come back to me.
Robinson Gruesome, before I throw you in the volcano, how's about to tell me where to buy that black raspberry ice cream?
With pleasure.
Yeah.
Here we go to all those communities where sealed tests, supervised ice cream and milk are sold. Ready?
As most of you know, sealed tests, supervised products are not available on the Pacific Coast. But we have an announcement which will be of special interest to all of Rudy's California friends. We wish him and his well-known associates a very happy opening and continued success at the Pirate's Den, located at La Brea near Beverly Boulevard, which opens formally tonight and publicly tomorrow night, May 24th. In thousands of communities stretching from the Rockies to the Atlantic coast, you'll find dealers who sell those wonderful seal test supervised ice creams. You can identify them by the red and white seal test symbol. And don't forget those other fine seal test supervised dairy products, especially milk. It's the kind of milk you want for yourself and family. But now back to the island where Robinson Crusoe and Princess L'Amour are held captive by the witch doctor.
Oh, Princess, this is horrible. Here I am, Robinson Crusoe, 24 hours after being shipwrecked, held captive with a beautiful native princess.
Oh, it's a horrible mistake. Think of what we're doing to our love. Think of what we're doing to our future.
Think of what we're doing to the story of Robinson Crusoe.
Soon the witch doctor will come to throw us into the burning volcano. Oh, if there were only some way we could escape.
Has the witch doctor always ruled the island so cruelly?
No, my dear. Things were different when the old king was alive. Ah, how the old king enjoyed life. He used to lie under the fig tree and let the little figs drop into his mouth. Mm. And he used to lie under the date tree and let the little dates drop into his mouth.
What happened to the king?
Well, one day he tried it with coconuts. You see, Crusoe, the people on this island are good people, family people.
Family people?
Yes. We have a lot of families on our little island.
You and yours. Where is the old lady?
The old lady.
Yes, the old lady.
Who's that?
That's the Swiss family, Robinson. Shh. I hear strange sounds. Wait, I'll peek out the door.
What do you see?
I see 30 leering, hungry faces. Faces of fierce, desperate men. Men who look as though they haven't eaten for months.
Shh, Dorothy. You're looking at the boys in the orchestra. Darling, before the witch doctor comes to take me to my doom, let me kiss you. It'll give me courage. Let me kiss you again. It will give me bravery. Let me kiss you once more. It will give me confidence. Now let me see. There must be something else I'll need.
Look, honey, kiss me now and think of it later.
Oh, I remember what it is. Strength. Kiss me again. It'll give me strength.
There, did that give you strength?
Let you know as soon as I'm able to stand. What's that?
This looks like the end, Crusoe, my dearest. The witch doctor is approaching. Farewell, my beloved. Kani, Nakatu, Kaluna, Kaluna, Natuna, Natuna. That's goodbye in the island language.
I left a hook a la Joe Lewis.
What's that?
That's goodbye in any language.
Aha, Robinson Crusoe. Pardon me, are you ready to be thrown into the volcano?
I am ready.
You are? Then stand up and I'll make the ceremonial talk of you. Abacadabra, that's easy, bush, 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 bullies, this is a bushy balaboo.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it sounds kind of sporty. Come on, let's go.
So this is the end, my only one. We must part, and darling, parting is such sweet sorrow.
That's the way I like meatballs.
How?
Sweet and sorrow.
Then this is farewell, my precious vagabond.
But which doctor? Yeah. I've committed no crime. Why must I die?
Because you broke the law. A big boy like you should be ashamed of yourself. Sam. You made love to a woman who was wearing a sarong.
What kind of a law is that?
I don't know. I can't understand that sarong law myself. How can anything so good be so wrong? But come now, get ready to jump into the volcano.
I'll do it, but I don't think I'll like it.
Yeah? Well, you don't got to worry, Robinos Crusoe, because there's a special favor to you. I'm done going to throw you in all at one time.
You're not.
No, I'm going to dunk you. I'll grab you like this.
Look out, witch doctor, you're slipping. You're going to fall in.
Witch doctor, you're down in the burning volcano. Why are you so happy?
Because down here I just met a beautiful chorus girl from Earl Carroll.
But that's impossible. Geographically, Earl Carroll's is 8,457 miles from here. Scientifically, the temperature of a volcano is 3,456 degrees centigrade. And biologically, no human being can live 5,327 feet below sea level.
Look, you got the education. I got the chorus girl.
Lamour, my darling, isn't it wonderful? I've been saved from the volcano, and now we can go back to America on our honeymoon.
But I couldn't go to America, Robinson. I have no clothes.
Yes, you have, darling. I saved a chest full of beautiful clothes from my ship.
You did?
Yes, dear. It contains a lovely wedding gown, a beautiful bridal veil, pink slippers, and all the dainty little things that go with a bridal outfit. What do you say now, darling?
Shoot the trousseau to me, Crusoe.
Love's an elusive, sometimes exclusive thing, but all are susceptible, especially in the spring.
Love has a way of leading a merry chase. It's likely to visit you at most any time or place. If Robinson Crusoe found it on an island in the sea, consider what might happen to people such as we.
Love gets around. You will find it in the strangest places. A castle in Peru, a bench beside the zoo, or anywhere that any pair can build and do. For this is what we've found. Love really gets around.
Love gets around. Cupid sets no boundaries for embraces. A garden in the rain, on any subway train, beside the bay at Mandalay, or aquaplaning on Long Island Sound. Love really gets around.
They say that love is blind, but it never fails to find you. So don't look now. It may be standing right behind you. Mind you.
Love gets around. You will find it in the strangest places. A seven-party line, a comic valentine,
or anywhere from Berkeley Square to Hollywood and Vine.
Dan Cupid can be found. Love really gets around.
Thursday next, then, when Charlie Judels and Simon Jonas, in our modern travesty of the story of Aladdin and his wonderful lamp, this is Rudy Valley, reminding you to think of those seal test men in white when you buy milk or ice cream. Look for the red and white seal test symbol. I'll be seeing you at the opening of our Pirate's Den tonight and tomorrow night. Au revoir and good night.
Millions of women and children are suffering in war-torn Europe. The American Red Cross needs your help. We urge you to contribute generously to the War Relief Fund of your local Red Cross chapter. Dorothy L'Amour, who heads the cast in the Technicolor hit picture Typhoon, appeared through the courtesy of the Paramount Studios. Seal Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is the National Broadcasting Company.